I mentioned that your hometown is sponsored by At Properties and McDonald's. I don't know if I mentioned Grainberry, but Grainberry is a sponsor, too. Let's go to Joliet and talk to Dr. Judy Mitchell. She is the president of Joliet Junior College. Dr. Mitchell, this is John. Good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Good. I hope you know I'm an alum of your fine institution.
I did know that, and I'm very excited. This is an amazing opportunity for me this morning. And one day, if we have time, we can share some stories about when you were here and my time at JJC. That would be fantastic.
Yeah, my siblings went there. My dad was a counselor there. That was a focal point of our lives for many years, and it still is for many people now. What's the enrollment at JJC?
Our enrollment has been down a little bit, probably about 9% over the prior year due to COVID. So we serve about 22,000 credit and non-credit students. And that consists of both of our online, our face-to-face, and our hybrid classes. And the majority of our students, I would say about 60-some percent of our population, are part-time.
Are folks going into the classrooms? Are they doing in-person teaching?
Yes, we are. We actually have scheduled for our fall and spring semester about 46% of our sections are face-to-face, 12% are hybrid or high flex, and about 41% are online. So we have kept our campus open. We've been open for the last year, basically bringing people back and bringing our students back slowly and making sure that we continue to operate safe, keeping our employees and our students' health first and foremost. But we have never relaxed our mask mandate. We are requiring, following the executive order of the governor, we're following everyone to either vaccinate or test weekly. And we have an app that is on everyone's phone, so when you check in the morning, you go through kind of like your airline ticket getting on a plane.
Oh, really?
Check in, yeah, to make sure that you're compliant. So our students are appreciative. They're happy to be back on campus, and we're doing everything we can to continue to increase that face-to-face.
Sounds a little like the University of Illinois' protocols.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. We utilize Shield Illinois testing. We have our site on campus, and we're open 5 days a week, various hours, to accommodate all of our employees and our students.
Do you think that the hybrid system you're using now, 46% in person and 41% mm-hmm. online, I wonder if that's the way it's going to be going forward. So many businesses and institutions have realized after having made the switch last year that that might be a good way to do it forever. Do you think community colleges like yours are going to be that way going forward?
Absolutely. We continue to talk about what the vision is for Joliet Junior College and how we serve our students and our community. And so, it's important. Our academic affairs division actually conducts surveys ongoing for our students to find out, whether they're satisfied with the way the classes are going. And what we continue to hear from our students is they are now acclimating to the online environment, which is good to hear. So because of that, because of their input is why we've been adjusting our schedule. So I would anticipate we'll see a lot of hybrid high flex where we have this, synchronous type learning, where we have opportunities for students to come into class one day and then, log on virtually another day. And so some type of blending, it's going to be critically important for us to meet the needs of, the changing environment and what that looks like. And not only for our students, for our employees as well. At the beginning, when we shifted from the pandemic and we moved everyone to work from home remotely that first 6 months, it was difficult for employees to shift. We had to convert over 1,400 classes from from a face-to-face to online in 2 weeks. So we had that, it was a lot of heavy lift, but our faculty and our employees did a great job. And now today, what we continue to hear as we bring employees back, that they appreciated that remote environment. So we actually have a pilot program for flexible scheduling, whether it's days, hours, and locations, a couple days a week, and we're going to pilot that through this year to see how that works out. So flexibility is key for employees and students.
Well, I hope that works well. I mean, meet the students where they are rather than maybe have them driving from Dwight and Gardner and throughout your region, where some of my best friends were driving from when I was at JJC. Mm-hmm. But I'm old school, doctor. I want to be in the classroom with the teacher and learn that way, but decidedly that is old school. I have a minute left. Just talk to me about the Joliet Junior College, still known for its culinary arts program.
Absolutely, absolutely. In fact, I have a Troy administrators luncheon there at noon today. We'll be dining in the Thrive restaurant. So our culinary arts department continues. They do offer all of their classes face-to-face, taking in, you know, extra precautions for our students. We follow the restaurant guidelines as far as serving the community, so that's worked out very well. And so they've been doing a fantastic job, them as well as our nursing program. We continue to expand our nursing program as well, bringing our students here, critically important for those lab classes.
Well, listen, let's spend more time down the road. It's just good to hear how you all are adapting and still making that just a real focal point in Joliet. It's the third largest city in the state, and Joliet Junior College is really one of the mainstays there. Dr. Judy Mitchell is
there. Yeah, well, thank you so much for reaching out to me. I appreciate it.
Have a good day. My best to all your friends.
Okay, you too. Take care.